This is a Channel Africa podcast. You can also get Channel Africa on satellite, PAS 10, DSTV Audio Bouquet 802, and OpenView Bouquet, Channel 628.
UNICEF warns an entire generation of children in Sudan face a catastrophe as war enters a second year. On April the 15th in 2023, clashes erupted between the Sudanese army and a rival group known as the Rapid Support Forces in Khartoum, the capital of Sudan, and quickly spread to other regions of the country. A year later, 14 million children in Sudan remain in desperate need of humanitarian assistance. A famine is looking increasingly likely, especially in Darfur, Khartoum and Kordofan, all conflict hotspots. And to talk to us about this, we are joined on the line by UNICEF Deputy Representative in Sudan, Mary Louise Eagleton. Mary, good afternoon and thank you for joining us on Africa Update.
Thanks for having me, Ludo.
Now, talk to us about the specific challenges that children are facing in Sudan as a result of the ongoing conflict and how these challenges are impacting their well-being.
Well, it's been a heartbreaking crisis for Sudan's 24 million children, and many of them living in conflict hotspots. Over 4.5 million of them who fled their homes with their families across Sudan, and all struggling to survive on a daily basis. So for those who fled, it means that they fled their homes with very little time, taking nothing but the clothes on their backs and ending up in precarious circumstances where their parents have lost their jobs, they have no resources, very hard to feed themselves and their families. The schools have been closed for the last year, with 19 million children now not in school for over a year. And this is creating the combination of displacement, the ongoing war, hunger, and disease outbreaks is creating a lethal combination that puts Sudan on the path to a famine.
And just looking at the current humanitarian crisis in Darfur, Khartoum, and Kordofan, how is it in terms of the exacerbation of the risk of famine for children? You've touched on key points: the fact that parents are not earning any money. There's nothing for them to do because it is a crisis.
So we estimate that of the almost 4 million children who are suffering from acute malnutrition in Sudan, over half of them are in these conflict hotspots in Khartoum and Darfur and Kordofan. And so for them, they're not only extremely vulnerable because of the ongoing war and the ongoing fighting, violence that accompanies that. But they've had to flee their homes within these hotspots. They're in precarious circumstances, and 730,000 children have severe acute malnutrition and are at high risk of dying. So we expect to see these numbers increase into the lean season in the coming weeks and months. And that puts them in a very, very difficult situation. It's also very hard for aid groups to access those conflict hotspots. We do have teams that mission in. We are able to get supplies in, but really sporadically because of all of the access restrictions by the different parties to the conflict and the ongoing insecurity.
And what efforts is UNICEF undertaking in providing aid and support to the children who are affected by the conflict in the country?
So UNICEF's most focused on critical life-saving support at scale across the country. That's really focused on health, nutrition, and clean water and sanitation, which helps to prevent disease outbreaks and saves lives. We do that in the conflict hotspots directly and with over 60 local and international partners. We get supplies into these hotspots, so critical supplies like ready to use therapeutic food for children suffering from severe acute malnutrition, getting water, clean water to those communities, as well as ensuring that children are able to continue their learning even in this environment and be in safe spaces where they can get psychosocial support and try to heal from the scars of the trauma they're enduring.
And are there any particular groups of children, such as those who are displaced or living in these refugee camps, who are especially vulnerable, and what measures are in place to protect them?
So the most vulnerable of the most vulnerable are those children who in some way have been separated from their families and don't have direct family care. So UNICEF works with social workers and partners to identify those unaccompanied children and ensure that they are able to get either reunified and reunited with their direct family or indirect family members or other families who can take them in. Also within this context, as the war broke out, there were existing orphanages or institutions where children were institutionalized. For example, in Khartoum, there was an orphanage called Maigoma, where there were over 360 babies and infants in the orphanage. And in the early days, it was very sad to see almost 60 of these babies die in the first weeks of the conflict. And UNICEF realized we had to get them out in the middle of the conflict. So we worked with ICRC to get 300 babies and infants out of the war zone to safer locations. And now we work to get those babies and infants into family care, where they will have the best chance of survival.
Now, looking ahead, what are the immediate priorities and long-term goals for UNICEF in addressing the needs of children in Sudan amidst this crisis? And also just also thinking of the funding that goes into it.
So the most immediate priorities, UNICEF has a famine prevention action plan that is multi-sectoral with a focus on health, nutrition, water and sanitation, as well as components of child protection and learning. In 93 of the priority localities in the country that have the highest rates of hunger and malnutrition, the 93 is out of 189 localities in the country. So unfortunately, the needs are vast. It's almost half the country. We're prioritizing that combination of services and assistance to reach children. But right now, we're only 20% funded to reach those critical priority life-saving activities in those priority localities. And we're urgently seeking $420 million to be able to continue to scale and accelerate these efforts across the country, and especially in the conflict hotspots.
Well, Mary Louise, thank you for joining us on Africa Update. We'll have to leave it there for today.
Thank you for having me.
That's the UNICEF Deputy Representative in Sudan, Mary Louise Eggleton, joining us on the line.
That podcast was courtesy of Channel Africa, the Africa Perspective.